Trump thanks God after Iran strike, "We love you, God, protect our military." By Joel B. Polak on June 21, 2025. President Donald Trump took time to thank God in particular during an address to the nation about what he called the spectacular success of the U.S. airstrike on Iran's nuclear facilities on Saturday night. "I just want to say, we love you, God, and we love our great military, protect them. God bless the Middle East, God bless Israel, and God bless America," Trump said, in closing his message. The president was flanked by Vice President J.D. Vance, Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth, and Secretary of State Marco Rubio. He thanked the American pilots and the U.S. military generally, as well as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and the Israeli military. But the president also made a special point of thanking God. His words recalled the recent message of faith sent to him by U.S. Ambassador Mike Huckabee from Israel, which Trump later published. "You have many voices speaking to you, sir, but there is only one voice that matters. His voice," Huckabee had said. "No president in my lifetime has been in a position like yours. Not since Truman in 1945. I don't reach out to persuade you. Only to encourage you. I believe you will hear from heaven, and that voice is far more important than mine or anyone else's." Truman, notably, made the fateful decision to drop the atomic bomb on Japan to end the Second World War in 1945, and also made the decision to recognize Israel shortly after it declared independence in 1948, against opposition from some members of his cabinet. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of Trump 2.0, The Most Dramatic First 100 Days in Presidential History, available for Amazon Kindle. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.